I think Jim Murphy isn't just an exciting and compelling candidate because of the role he played in the recent referendum, but he is one of the strongest leaders of the next generation of Scottish politicians. Jim's backstory in politics is one that the wider Scottish Labour Party should reflect upon. He won a seat that most people in 97 thought was unwinnable. He won the safest Conservative seat, and he's turned it now into a fortress of Labour, so that even in the 2011 meltdown, it still returned a Labour MSP with a very strong majority. But the more important asset that Jim brings is he actually resonates with the voters. And it's too easy just to see this as who will pander or appeal to the very small membership base. Jim is a candidate who has an appeal to the electorate. And I think the problem the Scottish Labour Party faces is that it wants to turn in on itself rather than picking a candidate who actually is on the side of the voters.
So you say he's got to appeal to the electorate, but before he can even appeal to the electorate, he's got some major challenges, not least trying to unite the Westminster and the Scottish parties.
I don't recognise a description of a Westminster and a Scottish party. We are all part of the same Labour Party. When I'm out campaigning on a Saturday morning, I'm campaigning alongside my local member of the Scottish Parliament and my local Labour councillors. We don't run one campaign for Westminster and another campaign for the Scottish Parliament and another one for the council. But that's probably why I'm one of the few places that now has a Labour MP, a Labour MSP and a Labour council.
It doesn't matter that he isn't already an MSP.
I think that there is a huge irony in this internal nonsense from a small number of colleagues about which parliament Jim is currently a member of. He is a major hitter in his own right, but he's also somebody who can enthuse party members. And I think that let's remember that the state the Labour Party in right now is we are in a dreadful position, and we've got to be honest about ourselves. We have real problems going into the next Scottish Parliament elections, and we need someone who can turn that around.
What particularly are those dreadful problems?
We have a very low esteem with the electorate. The electorate looks at us and it has no idea what our policies are. We have a moribund party in Scotland that seems to think that infighting is more important than campaigning. And we have a membership that is ageing and inactive. And it's only in a small number of places, like West Fife, like Eastwood, which Jim represents, that we've turned that around. And frankly, the biggest challenge that whoever the leader ends up being in Scotland is knocking the complacency out of party members, including MPs and MSPs.
And the consequence of not trying to turn around those problems or failing to turn around those problems is that it allows the SNP to sort of build on the momentum it has gained from the referendum and could actually pose a risk to party in terms of Westminster seats?
I think that it's frankly broader than a risk to the number of MSPs, councillors, MPs or MEPs. I think we had a referendum recently in which no won. But frankly, from the way my party has behaved over the last 6 weeks, I'm not so sure. And if we don't knock this off, if we don't make a decision, we have a choice to make between now and the 13th of December. We can return to being a grown-up party that wants to be in government, that believes we're better off as part of the United Kingdom and that our priority is helping men and women who are in work and those who have worked. Or we can self-indulge like a throwback to the 1980s and watch our party implode, the SNP win again, the Tories win again and have another referendum. And that is a choice that, frankly, my colleagues need to make.